This is a production of Cornell University.
Okay, welcome to the show on the road. The time is 4:45. We'll go into order. I'm taking the role today, so this should be fun. Mariah, thank you. Me here. Morgan.
I'm here.
Wonderful. Arnett. Wonderful. Uche. John. Osai. Jacob. Fight. Masa. Kevin. Julian. Aaron. Gavin. Nay. Please. Indigo. Tomas. Lucas. Alina. Sarah, Noah, Ryan's excuse, Kira, Lee, Valentina is excuse, Jacob, Yuan, okay, we'll be moving into announcements.
We have sprint on Sunday, sorry, who can see that? Okay. We're now going to be ready to open the microphone. If you have any members of the community, please speak. Please come to the middle. To the front. We're going to close the microphone.
We'll be moving into the SAIS reports. Okay. The part in the agenda. Okay.
SAIC is doing a lot of great work this semester. We have three projects that we have ready for, a lot of other projects coming next semester. Right now, the first is that we have $9,470 to save cloud protection in the firm. So basically, this project is kind of a way to bolster science communication on the house campus. For the high school student. So money's gonna be going toward MacBook Airs, hardware, editing software, such as that for those students there. So it's easy to have a student educate high school students on people for communication.
Any questions on that report? Okay, next one.
So, next project we approved $4,700 to from a fashion collective. So, the money's going to be given for ADA accessible plans and changing rooms. So, the main thing was the organization that focuses on fashion for people with disabilities. And we're putting on this show on some comments and you can see what you want to early forward after that question. So yeah, he's probably so yeah, we should have that this is but it's definitely good to be by
definitely. Any questions on this one?
And so the last report, so the SAIC approved $1,800 to the Cornell MacBook project team. So we are currently working on creating a new Ithaca Transit MacBook that we need towards paying for iOS server usage costs and Google Play application programming interface. Better ways of communicating with the students. Aren't that great, but they've been working very hard.
Any questions on that? questions on this one. There you go.
In your discussion when you were deciding the process, did it come up that Google Maps or you provide a
We discussed that a little bit, but again, we still felt like we're definitely something that's very, very important. We also feel like the way that people really important about it is that today we're getting more so. So there is much more effective for us.
Yes, I have some more questions. Have they done user experience like before seeing before preferring seeing their app or launching using Google Maps? Because I realize there are alternatives to the softwares and yes. So I'm just wondering, like, so general student bodies, so when they apply for the funding, you can mention that, you know, whether it's preferred using the Pentatrust app or using Google Maps to offer similar apps and have similar funding.
So when they can, so you're asking, like, have they got aggregate on the Google Maps app? So, let them know they didn't really go so much into the data about that. But again, we also really need to really look at some of the questions. I think that some of the papers and the data that they put in this data and the way that that information talks about the users of the machine, we definitely.
Just for clarification, main thing is just a platform. This is that app also very which is not I don't in my understanding, I don't have to wait for the design on that app. They're just awesome forever if I'm wrong, but I think from what I've got, they're not doing the app, they're just making available also right and it will also helping them cover the communities.
So the last time. The last time we discussed it, we were talking about how we had additional other apps that we had not really this is also very important.
Yes, thank you.
I could use Google Maps. Well, it's like you could use a service provided by a multinational corporation, or you could use a service provided by a fellow policy. It's not like an outsourcing that's something that I think it's from a resume, like it's really different. And also, I want to expand the system.
And then just a question for not a question, but a comment for me as well. They're actually not they are only projects for a platform, but they're using Google API, which means they're still using a multi-national cooperation service. So there wasn't that amount of things, but thank you.
Any other questions?
Okay, that's it. Thanks for checking. We'll move on to Resolution 17.
So I just submitted a Word document containing some of the the changes where I just added some contacts to district and the rest a little bit as to what the problem was that we're trying to solve. And
just that we're saying that nothing is highlighted in this document. Nothing. So but Julie, maybe it's just you. Yeah, we're just going to take a quick final pause on action while people try to figure this out. Just to get everyone just check to see what you have. To see what's actually sent up. Can you send it? Can you send it through the actual website? Oh, wait, you already got it. Oh, good. Oh, download it on the laptop. And then you'll get it.
I am so sorry that you're not able to read from the folder. Download it on the laptop. So, the main reason why. So the main issues that were brought up last time were the cost and complexity. So nothing in this revolution is just a separately, I took some feedback from members that said this was clear at the time. I kind of made it where I kind of regards to such that like they didn't want to go some votes to like something like this to other methods like proper resolution, then a member can make a motion to like vote on it, back order vote on vote for all whatever the system would be, and then the as a second back this number, but you can't necessarily step on that because the intention behind that is not necessarily respectful to debate, but like to avoid us getting off on tangents where we shouldn't be discussing the main content of the resolution that brought resolutions and motions that are and that was something that I was really that I was thinking about, you know, when I was ready this, when I was like talking to like a couple of members about this, it's not perfect. I'm not going to say that this is perfect for every situation because I just thought I wanted to meet my second. But I think we should make something as we provide better connection between the people we are registered and us. So I will be taking questions. Obviously, you don't see this as
this is a long response to lines a little bit before to me. But you can compare the votes online to the community vote time. I'm not sure if that's really an appropriate difference to make because the community votes were but online is what depends on security and this is vote issues, and I'm not sure it's present in this issue. I do think that having votes online could be valuable. But also I'm not sure whether I think the voting method would actually be necessary for that. I wonder if you know what this looks like.
Because let's say that, you know, you want to find out how you represent the way that you are. An issue, maybe an issue that is not extremely controversial, but still better than that's better than the person who cares about it. Like, the system, they didn't have to come here, they didn't have to look at the resolution call, and then they didn't have to like, see how to go with your actual platform. But like, a lot of people have the time for the So I think this does fall
there's been a motion to table indefinitely. There's been a second. Table indefinitely essentially means that resolution would no longer be considered in order for resolution to be considered. we're not going to consider it.
It's been fun. I've been kind of going back and forth about this for what I feel like is 2 weeks now. And I'm hearing the same exact things for about an hour each week. And I'm starting to feel like we're really wasting time. We're not being productive and we're talking about service. And so, like, if that is going to stop, then I'm a little bit of a sore like, still expecting this. And like, I'm thinking that people are not going to be able to speak if they are going to be able to speak because we really have this conversation.
I am. But it's their consent. It's their fear of God's consent. You take consent.
Maybe we should look at some of the things. I think, long time.
Thank you. Vote on the table you have indefinitely, which is something that's a sentence for your day. Okay, Brian has withdrawn motion. Motion to vote. There is a second to consent to voting on this resolution. No, I'm sorry. Is it a dissent? So you don't want to vote on this resolution? Okay, that's a dissent then. Yeah, perfect. So we're going to vote to vote again. So all in favor of moving into a vote on this resolution, please raise your hand or placard. Okay, so we're moving into a vote. All opposed. All abstaining. This vote has failed as it was third. The final vote was 15-1.
Can I just make a motion to approve the resolution?
So, a motion to amend. So, you want the digital version to be the one that you're actually considering? We're looking into making sure it's actually 60, not 2/3, which would change the outcome of the vote. It's 2/3, sorry about that. So it's a fail. Sorry, you're in a motion to amend to have the version considered the digital version. Okay, is there a second to this amendment? For the second, is there any dissent? All in favor of accepting the digital version as the approval considering? Passes. Thank you. So we're going to go back to the speakers list. Sarah, I got you on the speakers list. Moss.
Okay, so okay. I just want to make sure that. I've been using the most difficult way software. That's one. Two, I have a motion to remove live streaming and help you. As you said, I don't think it's like a
okay, so that's a motion to amend. Is there a second? It's been a second, but there's also a dissent. So we're going to vote on the amendment. So that's just an up or down, the dissent is needed. It's not a vote to vote on the amendment, or just a second, just to put in the amendment. Okay, thanks. Move into discussion on the amendment. Let's move into discussion on the amendment. So all in favor of moving into discussion on the amendment, which is the amendment of lines 13-14, in case I have the placard. All opposed, all abstaining. Right, we're going 22-1-1, we're moving into discussion on that amendment, so the separate speakers list and those we have. You can just go to vote on that. There's been a motion to vote on that. Second, all in favor of the amendment of removing lines 13 and 14, please raise your hand. All opposed? That's okay. Perfect. I'll say 519-02-1-15 stricken from the resolution. Back. What? 19-2-1. 19-2-1. So we're back into the normal status list on the resolution as a whole. Jacob. Yeah, so I sincerely appreciate your passion for this resolution. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm all right.
All right. I'll just hear you out. And of course, I appreciate your desire to be to make sure that the assembly is as transparent as possible. We all agree on that. It's that would be obvious in later resolutions that we discussed this evening that transparency and accountability is going to be make sure that we uphold as elected members of the Cornell community. Personally, I really think this is a lot of effort and a lot of work. Not the work you put into the resolution, but maybe the whole effort concept is too much effort. I need to go back into the database to see which number matches up with which concept. If everyone just raised their flag, you can tell who didn't vote yes. And therefore, we can post votes per assembly member online. You work with you all now, I'm sure, in terms of external players. I'm sure people would be happy to work on that with you. What I'm trying to get at here is I don't really see a need for this. I think that we're wasting a lot of time, as was previously pointed out, we're wasting a lot of time on this. We're really addressing crucial issues of real accessibility, of real inequities on this campus. Instead, we're wasting hours discussing something that really don't need to be. So I think that motion vote, I will support a motion vote, I think a motion vote will demonstrate whether or not the person is in the actual. Just the power vote.
Can I respond?
Thank you. There's a motion. No, I have a motion to vote to express an intensity of response. There's been a second. Is there dissent to voting? There's dissent to voting. Do you want to state your dissent? Can you use the microphone? I feel like this should be getting a little intense. And I believe, sorry, I get it. I appreciate this rules I point before we make the decision one of because I mean eventually either people like it or don't like the resolution, we have to respect the efforts that folks have put into the resolution, and I believe the best way to show that is that OSI finish not about losing. Right, you want to withdraw? No, I'm sorry, do you Thank you. Yes. Oh, sorry, you may respond to Jacob's comments.
So, like, I'm going to push back on it because, like, what you're trying to, I think you're going to, like, transparency is not, like, the issue of, like, ensuring that, like, we have a democracy that respects the needs of the community is not an issue. And I think, and I just think that not having the 9% of the 9% of parents do not have those things. If this fails, what kind of message are we sending? To, like, what kind of message are we, like, no, seriously. Like, what kind of message are we sending to the community, to the people who, need our articles to start, or the people who, don't have time to come to the SAD and to see how you're going to report that you don't want. Like, it's something that bothers a lot. But that's a party. I'll have my name. Thanks.
There's a motion to vote. There's a second. There's a dissent. So everyone would take a dissent.
Yeah. So I think that it's a proposition for the decision. It's better than just the five people that we need to get the pack eight times. And that everybody already has a lot of time. So we're voting to decide that it takes a lot of time. And I feel like the reason why we got into this point, which is maybe the second reason for the time, is because there seems to be a desire to disagree with the system. And if you're being humble, if you try this out for a period of time, and then you decide that it is
okay, that's the dissent. Hear about motions. Do you want to withdraw? No. So we're going to vote again. You need 2/3 is the threshold to move into voting. You need 16 votes. That's the 2/3 threshold. All in favor of going into a vote on this resolution, please raise your hand back. All opposed? All abstaining? Oh, sorry. We opposed or in favor of the vote. Sorry. By a vote of 20-3-1, we need to vote on the resolution. So, again, this resolution is a bit tricky because it doesn't include bylaws based amendment. And it's what allows to pass the So, with that, all in favor of approving Resolution 17, please raise your hand to the placard. Raise them high, because sometimes I get lost in that. This is to approve the resolution.
So I would wonder if this could be tabled to spring to be the first item on the agenda for the meeting, because I respect the time that I've set up for this, and I think that it has to be a more useful item. I think that might be a lot of time to do it, like a whole board meeting, so obviously it would be better.
Unfortunately, since we're already in a voting procedure, we need to make a motion. However, if this resolution, what the results of this resolution if it passes fails, this resolution is welcome to come back to the Senate as I before after you're welcome. So with that, there's just a matter of all in favor of this of approving this resolution, please raise your hand with placard. All opposed. All the same. By voting 8-11-5, this resolution fails. We'll be moving into resolution 19.
How should we let's see? Let's be honest though.
Did that document get any recess for 5 minutes? Do I have a second?
There are 5 minutes, 10 seconds.
Yes, perfect. I'm going to take a motion for 5 minute recess first in a second. Thank you. So we will give you 5 minutes. Please put some thoughts on the blog, ask some questions, blah, blah, blah. 5:25, please be over the rest of the day. Thank you. Extend recess by number 5.
Thank you. Yes.
Time is high.
Continue to pause.
Can I get a speech list? Raise your hand. You want to be first? Jake Butler. No, you're our second right now. Julian can be third. Anyone else? Come on, there are other hands. I saw other hands. Other hands on this side. I wouldn't do it. I don't know who else. I love their recesses because I'm happy some people. I don't know. Look outside. Okay, if you want to introduce it. Okay, so then this is just adding some rules for elections, easy, and bias, and I know there's plenty of issues in terms of the appeals process and in terms of who should have the power to participate. Maybe responses, so that I'm going to cut that, go over different ideas. This is, I don't want to take this too much to heart. Obviously, this is a different process, so I'm not it. Jacob Bowens. Here, though. So, I believe we discussed it extensively last time. I think for me, some people who are listening to us, the fact that all this information is really not one person, you know, external observations. And therefore, as objective as that person might be, it's not explicit or implicit. So it's just quite concerning to like all these people who on piece. And then I had issue with the fact that statements may only be positive if it's for the candidate and it will be better if they can move and complement that. I think that that's like very broad. Because when you're considering for a position, not only considering considering a whole host of factors that are what is this person's job, what experience do we have with the job, and what is their responsibility, and I think that generally, like, we're all sure. We, I guess, are all software that we're doing in the state So first of all, I want to thank you for listening to me. It's just overall, I think very well constructed. I think that some formal process is desirable. The process we were going through before that wasn't really working, I think, oftentimes, but more defensiveness than discussion about someone's qualifications. My principal concern with this is that all the positive comments can be made about the candidate. I think most of the time that would be beneficial, but in certain cases, when the candidate might have displayed a big doubling behavior, that would seriously be very, very, very out of job. A
effectively without like, you know, like if something serious is wrong, there should be a way to like let other people know that that's the case. So I was wondering maybe instead of saying comments can only be positive in nature, saying they can only be relevant to the nature of the job and ways to leave that out of context.
Thank you. Do you want to respond or do you want to just keep listening?
Oh, let's keep listening.
For that.
Thank you. So I do want to thank you because I saw that some of my comments are reflected in edits here. The one that I was a little bit unsure about was so for rule six, if somebody does have like a intense claim that they want to meet, and it says that you know it will be at the discretion of the president and promoted around privacy. And at minimum, they are required to explain their choices in the service. What I'm wondering is if I'm making a claim that's maybe pretty negative or pretty just like, I don't want to use the word crazy, but just like a claim that's a big deal, and the president can become promoted and say no, is there a way for me, like, what is the kind of like appeals process for that? It's up to the discretion of the team. You know what? Absolutely, it's true. You can't say that. But, and I really need to be said. If I were out of order, overturning the decision.
Awesome.
I have a couple of questions. So, for the second, part,
those would be the ones from the listening that were approved by the president.
And then
I think this is the time for people kind of just like vocalize. So I know a constant thing is that people like to see where the group's kind of heading. I mean, this gets a minute, it's just a cut off. It's like putting up where is people going, why are they going? And I think it's just years to year.
And then last question for 5 through 9. Who would you be able to logs?
It wouldn't be right, it would just be like a part of like, you can just sort of send it a Slack or something, like you can just post it somewhere. It's just, I don't know. I was just kind of like really learning a bunch of ideas out there. I think also for me, when I fix the show, like the candidates have really been out of their way in the one position, kind of like sure the process to do that. John.
Okay, so first of all, thank you for the job. Second of all, I just wanted to sort of address the institutional approach that I brought up in terms of the use of power, potential use of power, and the comments that I've had I appreciate that. Yeah.
I wouldn't agree with the things that would be helpful to have like some career, like physical, like available, like I said, you know, my people, like somehow governing like what you can and can't say. And the greatest gap in the potential for like this to become toxic and it's motivated. That doesn't happen. And you also triggers people in a day, how many people are in a day,
Jake, pardon. Yeah, so I completely understand your rationale for this. I completely understand your intent. I think that the intent is good. We also have to address that future events, future leaders of the students may not happen. And I don't think that it's fair to say that it's not there. Right? There will always be people who are trying to gain power, influence other votes in the assembly. While we may not see it right now, there is always the potential for that to happen. And the demographics of the ASA can shift dramatically in 4 years. The culture on campus can shift dramatically. And so I think that when I look at line 23 and I see it that students can only be positive and support the candidate. So are we silencing claims, perhaps, of, I hate to say it, sexual harassment? So that's such a claim cannot be made against them. I think that that's wrong. I think that true violations of qualification for the individual must be made apparent. And I understand how I said that. Six here, but again, say the internal elections has a bias, the individual that's running, and will perhaps omit such a remark. I don't see it as happening. I would hope that anyone who go out of their way to run for a position to steward the community with respect all individuals that make up the community, but. There's nothing saying that it can't happen. And in such a case, I think we're investing, as stated before, too much power to literally filter a pattern of thought. And when we look at how many attacks, again, smart individuals can make up their mind and determine whether or not an attack is really personal, which probably should be considered, or whether or not, maybe this should actually affect whether or not individual should be considered for a certain position. So I think that allowing the assembly as a whole to decide on a legitimate claim is much more powerful than investing in one individual who may have ulterior motives. So if we can amend that, I would be in full support. I'm not sure I'd love to open up the discussion regarding the amendment, but I think that this is just something we need to consider how perhaps we're looking to prevent attacks against an individual, but perhaps let's make sure this amendment does what it's meant to do to protect people's integrity and privacy and allow them to accurately express claims of distrust. So I thank you, and I hope that we can discuss the amendment on this resolution. Nate, do you want to talk about that for a second? I remember keep going with this process of this meeting. Speaker Social Display, I'm sorry. Okay.
Hi, Nate. A couple comments, but a couple questions. So, how can people demand to take this step?
Like I said, the responses. I mean, ideally, everyone, just because everyone on this assembly has something new. So, but it might just be, I have, there's no intention on my comment as a business member.
So, the way I understand it, the primary purpose of this is
Sarah said it not only is it to moderate, but to be time efficient, moderation is something mindful, but part of it is time saving. But like at the end of the day, if it is good, it's going to happen. Like, that's it. But definitely moderation is a really important.
The way that I interpret this is that if is that what should be given the most weight is what the kind of software is saying. So that way when people are sending in comments are those who are strongly either in support or against it, so it wouldn't have to be necessarily everyone. And if that's the case, then what if we allow people to send in both positive and negative statements? And that the person can review all those things before and then respond. And like, so like after we gather all the positive statements, it's only sent to that doesn't become a very negative person. So then they know what the concerns are, like what, stuff like that. And then the next day, those, all, everything that was sent to was just read out or something. And then, because like, I think that a lot can be, a lot can get lost in the person reading it off of the document. And I think like, it's just like, you know, productive. I think we're talking about people that should be there to age them themselves and also the other person should make sure that they're attempting to create the process. Yeah, and also I think that they address the people not being able to voice negative comments because I think that people have a right to say something that could be of interest to everybody, but the other person just needs to have a chance to prevent themselves.
Sarah's idea is what again? Which is both positive and negative comments, and they are sent to the candidates as I before, and we're just responsible for those during the meeting. Okay, so there's a job role. I'll bet if you like that idea. That's okay. Okay, now I'll keep it on that idea. Okay. So, let's see the numbers.
Okay. First of all, I want to thank everyone who has spoken. I think everyone has some really valuable points, and I think we can bring this up. I wanted to touch on a point about the positive statement that can be for a candidate. So I think I worked on this question kind of together. Most of my idea, I think, when you know this, this comes from a personal philosophy that was taught to me by previous members of the assembly, previously the assembly, this is great, where whenever we went to an internal election, our philosophy is just like if you, I mean, it kind of just people can say the nicest thing they'll say at all, or if you can try to say nice things about candidates because it can get harmful. I completely understand the point that if someone has something really bad or really negative to say, then that's important. But this is also like brings to me about like negatively complain when you're doing an election. So like when you're running a spring or in an excessive election, you're not allowed to complain against another candidate. Like you're not allowed to have me or another candidate on your bench. So that's to me, because this is an election as well. So that's why the idea is that you should not be speaking about another candidate if you're not. And also, like in elections, if you have a supporter, this is a general election rules. If you're supporting a candidate, or if you have a supporter who looks for you, like your supporter says something against another candidate, that is like your campaigning, like, that can be reported. So, in this situation where we're having people speaking on behalf of candidates, that's why I said they're only supporting them, if that makes any sense. And I'm more than happy to clarify. So that's why it's the whole thing, it's like positive statements.
Thank you. There's you, Tomas.
Yeah, thank you, Nick, and thank you, Pat, for that word that provides a lot more context. That being said, like, I don't think it was like a far from discussion from our population, but it's much more and again, I think my only issue with boosters is that it was like a struggle in the other area, basically like outlining the whole process, whatever that would look like, so that someone would like know how to think, regardless of whether you know people use that say it's maybe a village just because again, yes, you might be comfortable with it on the second down.
Jacob, but
I just want to go look where we stand. I know if you're using it for math and kind of like then the year when so we're using it for like the developer or you're using the bomb there. I assume you can have the president and the vice president of the role the IELTS. That's the detailed idea.
That I know last time we used to like I haven't had an application to that so we can add that when we start making it. Morgan Baker.
So two things. First off, I just want to my friends will and if we need to see those students also I think we need
to so I adding more things I can raise to definitely talk about. I think everyone should be able to see it. And then I just think the point of the person reading it, I think it's just so people who look at it, check my video.
Okay. And then also, I just wanted to ask if it's possible to let them in, we'll say to add that subsection that is better for these.
No, I agree. Well, I have all sorts of thoughts. Yeah, we'll add that.
Okay, great.
And with that, that's the end of the first speaker's list. So maybe you want to go over like the amendments that people talk about the first speaker's list. So we have the time, so you don't have to put people on the second speaker's list.
Okay. Before getting into it, I think everyone has some very valid points. I just also want to go through a little bit honest with yourselves also. I think everyone always has good intentions, but this process is just supposed to be a little more hands-on to help mitigate situations where it's to get out of them. I think the one thing I should mention, so one, I definitely think that those processes come up with a whole time. I totally agree with that. I definitely need to figure out how to do that because not everyone's always going to be like this or in the past. And the second thing is adding anything so that at the end of the year, let's just go this year. So, for rule six, so what should the process look like? How should someone be able to bring that up? What do you think? It's the best way to do that so that the person who's also supposed to feel comfortable doing that.
I guess the issue specifically with this rule is that if only the president and vice president and comments can be soft or visual, if they just leave, then it appears that they didn't include them, not anyone that people know about the claim that was already being protested. So I guess I'm trying to figure out maybe should we say that?
Yield to more on this one.
Since it's only relevant if the court decided to pass them on, how about the person who is here after we decide to pass them on to send it to them?
Can you say that again?
Like, okay, so
We're discussing this. The president, and the person who made the committee, the things that they want to serve with the essay, how do they get to do it with the community? And then if they agree with it, and I think we're looking at the people who want to have a conversation. So that's just the community, not one of the people about this.
So we're this is like an amendment. So John, did you have any specific things like that? Okay, so John and Sarah specifically things like Tomas. Do you have any idea before John goes? Perfect. John.
Yeah, I definitely see again I just think about it. I'm wasting what I saw. How I saw this is based on results class. I don't think that for me, seeing this last one, but when I saw there was no issue that really. So I'm open to discussing about this a little bit, but you got feelings that the really important thing is that to really be able to complicate things today with this is
definitely changing. Thank you, Sarah.
So what if what if you brought it to the candidate so they could verify that their opt-out form is actually accurate? And if so, and it does represent a genuine scripture, you can choose to withdraw the candidacy and like you don't have to. You can either choose to withdraw the candidacy or edit what we're talking about.
I just do a quick thing just to like talk about that. I think it was high. And I'm putting a candidate line on the news thread, but then you're probably, you don't know what someone might say. Yeah. Okay, more as a candidate. Jake fights.
Yeah. I would find it very, very difficult to imagine someone sexually assaulting someone that. I mean, I can see just a war of words going on leading to nothing. And so I would like to propose allowing all issues to be heard and allowing all members of the assembly to make up for their own. In their own mind, whether or not the claim should be valid or not, and then come to a conclusion whether or not this person fits the role. Now, I will significantly support making claims anonymous. I think that's extraordinarily important in terms of ensuring that all sides are heard and to allow victims of such a sexual assault or anything related to that, where an individual may not be, ready to tell their story, but yet wants to make such an action heard, or such a character of a certain individual heard, can do so without silencing both voices. So I think you've got to put a little trust into assembly members. Because I don't think that there's any sort of morality in the person who is internal operations vice president. I don't think that exists. I think they just have left a few more votes than the runner-up. And so we've got to recognize all perspectives here. Whether you like it or not, I support the unions, but we got to clear all sides of it. Something that's so stupid that we, yeah, this candidate is these very new teams, stupid, this and that. Anyone with half a brain would recognize that such a thing. Probably, perhaps, I don't know, maybe you shouldn't have such a thing. You've got to just kind of have personal comfort with this individual. That kind of thing, a rational person should understand their own mind, should not be valid. Anyone that would take work, something like that, some kind of personal thing that they have, that's valid, and I think everyone should consider it. But something I would consider something very personal that might be between two individuals, like someone's, I don't know, you got into a fight with someone over nonsense, a football game or something. That's something that should be taken into consideration. I mean, any rational person would recognize that. Something that's valid about sexual assault, that actually hurt her. Of course, it should be. I think that this way we can ensure all the staff and on an honest basis, I don't see anything wrong with that. So, I'm going to start saying that this list is on the comments of the appeals process, and ultimately, yes, the appeals process does like involve a lot of things. In addition, like, I do want to just say, like, we're going through the most extreme scenarios. Like, please understand that they're probably huge people, and they're going to say it, like, it is a heavy topic, obviously, that's not the situation. So, like, given that, like, go to the other extremes, but I'm going to bring that up, please, and do it for for assembly members, courtesy, probably it's courtesy in the comments. I apologize. No, I mean, that would be good. Thank you. So, again, try to keep our comments into the process. Yeah, so I have a variety of stuff.
So, as regarding the appeal specifically, if you want to maybe go more down Jacob Bright's route of like, this wouldn't be necessary if we got rid of the possible answer, if that makes sense, because then we would need to have a separate vetting system for religious claims. So I'm wondering, is the appeals process even necessary, or should we just not possible? It's kind of what I'm proposing to the people. Like, I'm really sure that this is how we can make an appeals board that goes on. We're just having more people in our rooms. Supposedly, I'm just saying that we're waiting in our room. So then, I kind of agree with Jake in the sense of, I think we can use one of them. That has been an issue in the past years, but I'm getting to wonder if we need a separate vetting process for the things coming up.
I'll put you on the speakers with that. Arme.
Yeah, I've got this a while ago, but thanks for bringing up. I didn't I disagree with the vetting process.
Maybe we can kind of like the direction that hand has.
Independent, everyone happy. I don't know about the but essentially, yes, a lot of all comments to go through some of our candidates' comments. And if there's a comment that a candidate is like, this is a type of content that you should have on that, that candidate can go to the president and our legislator and say, I don't think we should be used to the rest of the assembly because X, Y, and Z is not true. And then at that point, you can still only have to see by the
So this is going to be the process, but also thinking more generally, instead of the initial vote, let's put it to exactly go over your performance. And then the vote just purely like add comments would then be submitted to the report. So instead of being on the negative, it's performing for being that common. And then I think we can either maybe elect a review board of like 6 to 7 members. Because I think submitting those comments to the person themselves and just not comprehending any of the
Jake, you have one. No, you're not.
I think you need to put it in the this process highlights what's the core problem with all of this. It brings up the question of what if there were to look right in the
concerns that are being brought up. But if the
these discussions, then that's not like, and then the next study would be helping people for those questions and like answering, making sure it's something that is pertinent to say so. But either way, like, either way, everybody would know, if you know that they're guilty and that they can't answer to the question, they can choose the privacy. And if they choose to look at that the next day, if there's like the moment of the hot, kind of like face brothers.
Oh, so what Sarah's saying is like if you had a negative comment instead of it being a statement, it would be a question, right? So, yes. Like, oh, instead of this person is always late to meetings, it would be like, are you late to meetings?
Well, you could also
have
that.
Time.
So, I'm saying,
so,
you could ask them, do you think that your attendance record, like that your attendance record is indicative of a lot of commitment to that will improve your ability to be successful in this position?
The candidate with Amtrak. You could address it later on in some of the service. It's okay. Don't continue. No, you're still your time.
I guess. And also, it's like, so if we had like a president who would be a parliamentary vetting at first, then like, you know, the question is going to be like, then all the questions that make it through that process are going to be legitimate questions. And then I think, yeah, like, not only does it still give the candidate a fair chance to present themselves and whatever, like to get in control of what they present themselves, but it also gives everybody like transparency as to the
Yeah. Okay, got it.
Thank you so much for passing the mic. So, you turn over your page to resolution of 2023, it's whatever you're that we're seeing. Sit through those comments and say, what? We're not going to be added. I'm saying resolution 2023. Okay, but obviously that's what the conversation we had, but it seems like something that I fall on there kind of the oversight for. Yes. And if it's an issue of essay number that can be a little bit. If it does come back in the future, then it will be asked.
So then with that piece of information and added to the conversation, like the second to table this resolution and then consider resolution 23.
Yes.
Okay, so that's the motion. Do I have a second? There's been a second. Is there a dissent? Seeing no dissent. All in favor of moving resolution 23, please raise your placard. All right, I'll post. I'll abstain. I wrote 20 days of the month. We're moving to resolution 23. Gavin, you before? Point of information, that was tabled. That was tabled for us to move into 23. Gavin has the floor. Gavin and Company.
So, Mossum was supposed to be able to decide on this.
Well, I can post.
Yes.
Perfect.
So, resolution 23 is establishing a position of vice president of oversight and accountability in form. It is the creation of the oversight and accountability in form committee. If you look to line 32, also for content warning, it's also the resolution line 11 for content warning. It discusses the sexual harassment to my attention. There have been instances in recent history and past history that heights were installed. 2 years ago, we did a not very similar resolution, which I know the side mentioned that looked like a lot of
it's like a bit that year.
It's like just like now. This works as a stopgap measure for a lot of issues that the president, the executive archives, which is not outlined. You can see that in the Air Force, the Air Force statements. Amending Article 7, and then you can also see that in your exit. This is something that's not going to be voted on in this meeting. This includes 5 bylaw amendments. I mean, bylaw amendments, rather, 1 amendment to a sample, 1 amendment to a motion. So, that's all I
can say. Thank you. Jacob, please. Well, I'm not sure if you guys saw my message in Slack before the announcement, but I read it so really in my eyes. It's really appreciated. This is something that needs to happen, and I'm glad to see that not only is this executive committee, but the SA as a whole is looking at steps to make sure that we get rid of corruption, get rid of, I hate to use the term bad acts, because that's what they are. I mean, some of it's a big disappointment. On the table, but I think that in the table situations such as the clause for which you added the content warning, I think it's extraordinarily necessary. And I can't say anything bad about this resolution. So I also will say, though, I'm not sure how to go about this, in terms of the legislative procedure, I would like to see this. Be required to pass in order to pass resolution 19, create the internal election rules, setting the rules of internal elections established in resolution 19 will only be valid and ultimately effective if we pass resolution 23, because of many of the definitions that we outline in resolution 19, perhaps directly. So we have to look at the direct definitions and the way that we define each of these circumstances as being applicable to make sure that we are ideologically consistent across all our policies, midterm elections, to the way that we conduct ourselves here in Assembly. So I think you guys have been past the job in the post school.
Thank you so much. I think it's also important to note that oversight really works and accountability works effective. So that's why I think that it's going to take a while to do this resolution that we have to go through to find to home. That, for example, in the election rules, if you ever hold a seat, a vice president of the company in the second one, you are barred from running for the executive vice president. So there are a lot of things that go through this resolution, but there will also be a lot of questions. So maybe this meeting will be able to change all of the statements and questions with those. Or if there are no questions with the layer as I can go straight to the results.
I have far more analysts to this list.
Yeah.
Okay. Kira, you have a question?
With this, I guess, maybe for, I guess, sort of, but if someone were to, there is no hammer with the mediation. The process will be set up by the vice president because this is a pretty new their formal rules, but I see that we still forward as there is a process.
And then it can either be broken down to a fact finding of action, inquiry, or investigation of all of it. That's a good question. And then from there, there cannot be a report of process. But there are recommendations where there are action.
Yeah, so as I said before, I completely support the promise of this resolution. But of course, you know, actions follow our intent. The intent is perfect, in my opinion. I pause to have the student advocate here with us today. Perhaps I know a conversation with us all. But I believe we can incorporate the city of those two. The committee here and that office, perhaps, in looking into specific investigations. I think that not only while this resolution is great, as it's written, I think that perhaps it's just a very rough draft. It's a lot of mindful of incorporating, I think that incorporating the city or other judiciary committees on campus, whether it's the University of Hudson, the OJ's office, or student advocate, it's important to make sure that we hold all students previously correct.
I'm going to allow the student advocate to respond.
The way that I read this resolution and the way that I think you're all looking at this is having someone who's more or actually less involved with the assembly and who's less ingrained in the politics of this, whereas you know I attend executive committees, I attend meetings each week, and I feel more involved with the politics of everything that's going on. And so I don't think that it would be my place to oversee these issues in this way, but I think that's
awesome. And to that I also agree. I think it is important to remember that this office is established, will work initially as a catch-all, and then we can do it again.
Sarah's
A couple questions. So, what do you envision is going to fulfill the task?
So, as of right now, I don't know. Because I think that there is something to be said by her. If you go to the last year, ask me, and talk about the last, I don't care for making a law statement. Election for the position. I visualize that at first, like, I mean, the position because it would be through the voting process, and it will get rid of it in the spring to be representative.
So, is it going to be because of the office?
Yes, so it would be also to line number, sorry. It's line number 198. The president will slate three names and program from the already existing pool of the essay, and then the quarter position, which is then will be voted on by set by teachers. So, not voting members will be, that includes Neil and also Debbie and.
So, is this committee responsible for following through? Addressing the concerns, or are they going to direct
I think that this is a good question, and certainly this committee will not performing gross amounts of emotional labor or experience. I don't see this committee working as a therapist, that's the only concern to me, or this committee working as a I think that it can both direct resources and then financial reports and then recommendations. But like action can be taken. Maybe doesn't have power about that. I think if you go to the whereas statement box, that is whereas the redness is 10 instances that have happened in recent history essay, in which certain things don't happen.
A perfect instance is when someone presented to the appropriations committee during the presentation, and to the presenter, someone texted them something that was most racist and misogynist. And there is not something that the president can act on that. There's nothing that, for example, vice president can do. There's nothing that Hawaii can do to speak to the file. But there is something.
Thank you. Tomas.
Okay, so two questions, concerns. The first one is regarding dates and lines 38, 39, say that out. My own concern is that this is something that one is already being investigated. Those things can't come public discuss the investigation. And like the results of that investigation, but two, there are people on this essay who are regulatory reporters and regulations. So that's also a concern. So just keeping that in mind how that would work out if this would be. Two, you just said so there's nothing Joe can do, there's nothing Mariah can do if it was an assessment basis and stuff like that. So to which is what like what do you imagine that
is? Yeah, so if there's a report given to the VAR, then they will perform the background action in further investigation. And then there will be a recommendation to the committee chair and or to the assembly. This is sort of like a mandate that means it's obvious of whatever. So it is outside of our process.
So the question I guess for Joe, so let's say the regulation was this person should be able to assembly there is a process for that.
To be called on the assembly. So,
yeah. And then also, just to add, if you go to line 164, that also answers the question, the docs on the possible recommendation requirement that three votes for the assembly, student assembly voting members or rejection also three votes. And if there's not a majority, but the recommendation is.
And then the second question
is. Noting the time is 6:29. I don't personally care if it, like, I can do what I want to do. I know it's a joke, first and foremost. So, I know I'm going to say whatever, but, so, if somebody's welcome to use that, I'm understanding that it is 6:30, it's 6:29, we're about to expire on time. You're welcome to use the motion to send me by us.
No, I have to ask for it.
It's not in business of the day, so. But you send as well to take any very wonderful time. Obviously, there's a motion to
table.
Well, there's been a motion to table. Is there a second? Saying a dissent. Seeing no dissent, all in favor of tabling. Thank you. I'm assuming everyone. All opposed. Abstaining. This resolution is tabled. I will refer to the assembly to prepare a sprint by rereading this resolution for the participating at the top of the discussion with the title. And yes, thank you. Is there a motion to adjourn? Is there a second? Okay. Meeting has been adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
This has been a production of Cornell University. On the web at cornell.edu.